There were some recommendations recently from a report about the continuing use of scripture lessons in the state's public schools. The report came out and the state government decided to not take on board many of those recommendations. So let's find out exactly what's going on there. Terry Timms joining us from the P&C Federation. Good morning, Terry. Let's start by some of the recommendations that were put forward and then maybe your thoughts on why the government decided to ignore the recommendations.
Good morning, Mark. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. The report, the review put forward a number of recommendations, and unfortunately they've all been rejected. One of the major ones, from our point of view as an organisation representing parents, was that parents would be informed about the options of choosing ethics classes or scripture classes. And this recommendation was rejected, and we challenged the government to say, why aren't parents been giving an informed choice on the enrolment form? That choice was there before, now it's been removed, so that concerns us greatly. The government also rejected a recommendation to make clear that parents can withdraw their children from scripture classes, and we also find that very concerning for our members. The last one that we've got a great concern about is the government, for some reason, rejected the recommendation that they would track the enrolments of number of students choosing to enrol in scripture classes. So we're concerned about a lack of transparency, the kind of resistance to gather information, and the rejection of keeping parents informed about the options that they have available for their kids when they're choosing whether they participate in scripture, whether they opt out for ethics classes, which is becoming more and more popular, or and what kids can actually do when they're not accessing either of these options.
So, Terry, I can remember being in primary school and most of everybody did go to scripture classes. It was just the thing that happened. But we did have one or two kids in my year that mum and dad didn't want them there for one reason or another, and they had the option to sit out in the library from memory and just do their schoolwork. So why do you think that these type of options are being removed and they... you don't have a choice but go, because there will be some people that don't want to go. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, our organisation is concerned that it's political expediency and it's deals done at higher levels determining what choices are offered to parents. I think we all grew up in a different age, and religion is still a cornerstone of our society, but a lot of parents believe that religious education is a parental responsibility. It should be carried out through the home, so I think the fact that the government's rejected gathering data on the number of children that actually attend scripture classes is a clear indication that the number attending scripture has fallen dramatically, and even more dramatically in secondary schools. And the other thing we're finding is that the religious bodies, the churches, are having difficulty manning scripture classes. So it's a kind of a... scripture is an issue that needs to be looked at and discussed, and... the review was an opportunity for the government to examine what's happening and what parents' views are on this. And sadly, we found that when that review came out, the government's rejecting all the recommendations. So it is of great concern to us.
I guess with all that in mind, Terry, we know that for quite a large part of society, religion is still a big part of their daily makeup. Do you think there is still a place for religious education in state schools?
Well, as an organisation, the P&C Federation doesn't hold an official position on whether special religious education in our public schools should exist or not. It's actually the provision of religious education as part of the Education Act, and it's prescribed that way. You know, changes to that would require a wider conversation and discussion and deliberations in the wider community. We don't hold a position. We believe that the fundamental responsibility of schools is to educate and help each student achieve their full potential, both as an individual and as a contributing member of our society. But parents, as partners in the educational process, clearly have a right and responsibility to be actively involved in the education of children. So we believe the government must be transparent when it comes to options available to parents. Well, and plainly, by rejecting the recommendations of this recent review of special religious education and skills, the government is lacking transparency.
We will watch this with some interest from the sidelines, Terry. I guess it's a matter of whether it's officially considered part of the syllabus or not. I guess it technically is, if the report recommendation or going against those is anything to go by. Thanks for your time this morning, Terry.
My pleasure, Mark. Thank you for the opportunity to discuss it with you.
That is our pleasure. It's 28 past 9 at 2 NURFM.